excuse me. Good morning, everyone. It's so nice to be back in our Sunday gatherings again and being with the one that looks like many. We've had a request this morning to speak on impersonalization and realization. So, it's quite obvious that impersonalization would mean to impersonalize, which for our purposes as students, but for our purpose, we use the recognition of impersonalizing as to be letting go of labeling and to relinquish the hold on the idea of being a separate person. The only thing that comes out of holding on to the idea of separation is that we spend the whole day personalizing. We personalize every object, every thought, every feeling, and every emotion. We claim my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, my house, my phone, my car, my family, my health. And as we claim them, we add to them the coloration of them. Oh, my health is poor. My car is not running so well. I'm thinking about getting another one. My family is doing very well indeed. So we make the claim of me and mine. And in that belief of separation, everything becomes personalized. And when we do this, that feeling that we're alone or something is missing, that feeling of separation is felt. That's what that is, that there's something missing, that there's a sorrow, there's a hollow, there's a sadness. That's what that is. It is the feeling of separation that comes from believing in separation. So one not in maturity or maturing spends quite a lot of the day personalizing objects. Now, realization for our purpose is to recognize there is no person, that there is no me, that there is no mine, there is no yours, there is nothing that can be personal because there is no person. So to impersonalize, we must come to the realization there's no person there to be personalizing. Okay. So, how to go about that? How to see differently, how to see without me seeing something or someone. How to see what already is. And that is the main thing. It already is. So the work or the practice it sounds very repetitious, but it is the practice to bring about the recognition that there is no person to be personalizing. To see that you are in awareness of the sense of personalizing. Okay, let's go back. There's no person to be doing the personalizing. Take a breath. Step, be within. Now, recognize I am in awareness of watching personalizing taking place. It is just happening. But there is no person there to be doing it. It is just happening. Take a breath. The realization is discovered when you recognize I am present and I am aware of personalization taking place. Since there is no person to be doing personalization, you take a breath and you recognize, I am aware that personalization is happening. You become aware of the thought that you begin to address an object in a personal manner. That's the recognition. Now you've recognized it. Take a breath. I see. There's no person here to make this thing something personal. But when personalizing is taking place, I am aware that personalizing is taking place. And in that awareness, in that realization, in that recognition is freedom. There is no person to be a personalizer, to do personalizing. But there is a presence that is aware that personalization is happening. And as that recognition rises from within, as that recognition is more of a focus, as that takes place, the maturing takes place, and the desires to be in a position of separation, claiming me and mine, fades and fades and fades. recognize you are not a person. You're not the body and you're not the mind. You are the formless consciousness, aware. So to see differently, when you recognize you're being pulled into, there's a pulling into placing adjectives and me's and mine's and they and them and theirs and those folks and these folks and my folks and your folks. When you recognize, and that is a sign of maturity, this recognition of what is taking place. When you recognize that, practice the taking of a breath. Recognize there's no person here. There's no me or mine that has ever been present. But presence is aware. And then be still. Be still in your nature of stillness. That is how you see differently. When we call seeing clearly, seeing differently. This is my practice of going about maturing and deepening that seeing clearly. First comes the recognition. I have turned my attention away from my being. Okay, so first that recognition comes. Take a deep breath. No person here. Awareness. Conscious of personalization taking place. Okay. So the realization is already within you. You have that recognition. You have that realization. So you don't have to attain realization. You already are realized. It's a matter of seeing differently. Seeing clearly without the me in the mind. Okay? Any questions? Some comments? So since that is the case in personalization and realization, then can you see one step more that only presence is speaking and only presence is hearing? There's no person speaking. There is no person hearing.
Here.
Good morning, Kate. Good morning. Good morning.
Only presence is seeing itself.
Yes. And itself is not the body.
Right.
It is the essence that is present. It recognizes itself.
It recognizes itself. Thank you. That helps.
Okay.
I was trying to see something.
No.
No.
There's nothing to see with the physical eyes. There's nothing to hear with the ears, and there's nothing to speak with the mouth. There is a recognition that is beyond that mind. Senses. A recognition beyond the mind senses. Now, obviously, the body form has a label on it. It has a name on it. But the essence recognizes essence. Like knows like. It recognizes itself. So in that place of maturing, that realization is discovered. And if you look into the eyes of a form, that is where you will mostly recognize yourself.
Oh,
not looking at the formation itself, not putting the labels on the formation, like saying, oh, that's Mary. No, the form is called Mary. Yes. And the form is called a cup, and the form is called. But there is a recognition there of self. I recognize myself everywhere. And that is an expansion that begins to expand. I recognize myself as the universe, and whatever is beyond that, I am that as well. So in the impersonalization, and you strip down the me and the mine and the labeling. You recognize what is there. You've never seen a rose as long as you have called it a red rose, a pink rose, a purple rose, a peace rose, a fragrant rose. You have never seen the rose. You've seen only your impressions of labels. And if you say the sunset is beautiful and gorgeous, which they are, and the colors and this and that, and you leave it with your adjectives and turn around and walk away, you've never seen a sunset. Just as when you see another body form and you say, this is Mary and she's this and she's that and she's done this and she's that, you've never seen Mary. You've never seen what is truly there. It is the personalizing that keeps that distance, that separation going. Go ahead, love.
Sometimes when my dog is running towards me and my eyes meet his eyes, mm-hmm. it's like there's this oneness, and it feels like it almost like goes into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
This, it's like wonder.
Like the highest love you've ever felt.
It's like
conditioned love.
Wow. Yeah.
No expectations, no requests, no parameters, no nothing. Nothing is wanted. It just is. No expectations. It just is that unconditional essence, that unconditional presence. It just is. And you can recognize that in everything. When the labeling ceases. With any object, especially especially nature. Frogs this morning. It's the same with any flower. As long as you're labeling it, you've never seen it. Any tree, as long as you have a label attached to it, you've never seen a tree. Anything. If you're making it this or that and not allowing it to present itself as it is, we are attempting to determine what it is by labeling it. But all that's accomplishing is veiling what is already there. So you don't have to seek realization. You just have to give up the labeling. So how does it feel to recognize there is no me? There is no you. Is the mind pushing back at that statement?
Yeah, it helps us to recognize that God is the manifestation of everything that exists in this universe.
What we call God, yes, is the essence of everything. And that's what's being suggested, that we're missing the essence that is ever present by personalizing what we see or what we hear or what we taste or what we feel. We personalize it, and we're missing what is there, which is the essence of ourselves. There is no God apart from you. And you don't have to call it God. That's what so many use that terminology. Supreme reality, essence, pure consciousness, divine awareness, call it. Those are just names that the mind is attempting to give to something it cannot comprehend.
Okay.
Given that what is beyond the mind and beyond the words, again, those are labels that, again, mind gives in an attempt to describe what it cannot describe. So you don't want to get caught on those labels either. Some cultures call it Christ, God, Krishna, Buddha, Raman, Supreme Presence, Supreme Reality, many, many, many names the mind comes up with in an attempt to describe what is indescribable. So if it's a word, it's coming from mind. So the words that we use are all, again, in an attempt to share or point the way to what is being sought. But even the words used in that attempt are not touching that which is present. Question? Comments? So when you're doing a practice of this, just feel as if the mind is pushing back at you. If you feel that, if you feel a resistance, like, no, dang it, I know that's a tree and I know it's a palm tree. You know, how can you say that I don't know? I've never seen a tree. Of course I've seen a tree. So if the mind is pushing back, just recognize that that resistance is just coming from a place of me, from the idea of a me that knows something. And that's okay. That's a beautiful recognition when you can recognize that. Nothing you have to do about it. You're just recognizing it.
Okay, Mary.
Yes.
I want to ask a question. We know there's no person, there's no me, there's no you. And let's say I have a headache. How does this thing comes into my healing if I'm having a headache?
Okay, how does what is being spoken come into you for hearing?
For healing, if there was a headache.
How does this do for a healing?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you have a headache or something of that nature.
Yes, and that's not me, that's more.
Okay. Well, it is still the same. There is no me to have a headache. But I am aware that there is a discomfort in the head. It stays the same. It does not, it's still that the pain does not become personal. Okay. So the pain does not become personal because there's no person there to have it. Okay, I need you to mute for just a moment here. It doesn't change if there is an awareness of a pain. There is still no person to have an ache in the head. There is still the presence that is aware that there is a discomfort in the head. So if there is no person, it still remains, I am that which is present, and I am that which is present does not need to be fixed or healed. So it stays the same. So there's no attempt there to heal a person or fix a person and stay in that place of separation. Now, several things could happen. In the recognition that this is only an appearance like any other appearance. This I am aware of, but I am not it. I am not that which I am aware of. So there could be that. The pain could dissipate or not. There could be, I'm just going to take an aspirin. or not. All, neither good nor bad, either or. So there's not an attempt to heal a person. I say that again. There's no attempt to heal a person. There is a staying in the awareness. This is what is in the moment. This is what is happening. This is the happening of the moment. But there's no person here. It is the consciousness that is aware of it, that is having the experience of it, but there's no person there having a headache. So in consciousness, that appearance appears. And in consciousness, it passes. Or in consciousness, an aspirin is taken. Or if there's something that would appear even more intense, the happening or the appearance would be the presence of what would be called a doctor. But it is still consciousness. There is still no person there. You could see a whole hospital full of doctors. There still would not be a person there. There would still be the essence that is your own presence. So the awareness is there. But we step back from attempting to heal a person. Mind might push at that too. Someone is there in dire straits. No. In maturity, you continue to be as you are, knowing there's nothing there but yourself. That doesn't mean that the body is not used to perform service. That doesn't mean that at all. It means that you remain as what you are. Again, it's when we stay in the place of attempting to heal a person that we remain in that sense of separation, because it would have to be a me attempting to do something for you. When what is taking place again is the presence is in awareness of the appearance. And what is to transpire in regard to that appearance is going to transpire, is going to take place, is going to happen. And there's nothing the person is required to do. Even if there was a sense of saying a prayer, there's not a person there to say a prayer. But something would flow up. May the light of the being express. Something would come. Did that help? Is that helpful?
Yeah, very much. Very much. Thank you.
Thank you. How about the others? Do you have a question on that? So within the confines, so to speak, of the belief in separation, there comes the idea of getting the body healed, getting the purse healed, getting a relationship healed, getting something fixed, something healed. But that is not your nature. Your nature is stillness. Recognizing in awareness of what is happening, yes, but not being the what is happening. And mine might be pushing back at that as well. Okay. Anything more for today that you'd like to touch on? Okay, so recognize you are the formless beyond words and beyond thoughts. And beyond mind, there is the reality of stillness and silence, and you are that. And that beyond the mind is the way to peace and the freedom from suffering. So let us pray. Most beloved, my life is your life. My mind is your mind. My being is your being. I am the formless and never born. How can I possess? How can I own? How can I be other than what I already am? I see clearly and take rest in what already is. Amen. Om. Namaste.